Well, we're in the final stretch, day number 11. Welcome back. This is Tony Robbins. We've been primarily the last 3 or 4 days helping you break patterns by increasing your awareness of what you already do, by interrupting those urges, interrupting those patterns in crazy and outrageous ways, by creating empowering alternatives, and then by conditioning those new alternatives again and again. And I hope you had a good time yesterday discovering some of your rules so you can begin to set some new standards for yourself and say, these are my musts now. By living these musts, I know I'll follow through, and I know by following through, I'll achieve the body I deserve. If people are going to create change, a lot of people are fearful of change. And the main reason is the reason you used to overeat, the reason we do anything, smoke, do some behavior that doesn't make sense, is even though the behavior may not serve us in many ways, i.e., it makes us fat, it makes us unhealthy, it may eventually kill us from a heart attack or some other wonderful experience in life, there's a reason we do it, and the reason we do anything is at some level, we subconsciously believe it benefits us. There is the dynamic that we call secondary gain. And I want to bring it to your attention because you're now about to make final changes that are going to give you the body you deserve for life, a whole set of new life patterns. To ensure that those patterns are consistent, we want to make sure that whatever you used to get from eating, whatever pleasure, whatever benefit you got, you get to get the same pleasure, the same benefits, but without eating unhealthy foods and without eating excess foods. So in order to do that, we need to understand this concept of secondary gain. What does it mean? Well, many times in life, we think that, well, our behavior is just horrible. It's terrible. Like we smoke cigarettes, so that's a terrible habit. You know what? The truth is, it is a terrible habit and what it does to your body, but there's a reason you started smoking, and it was to give yourself something. Maybe it was to give yourself a way that you could consistently count on to relax, for example. Because you know what? Cigarettes don't make you relax, but taking that deep breath in and puffing and blowing it out slowly changes your physiology. It changes your emotional state. Some people have learned to train themselves to give themselves a reward. It's a reward they can give themselves in any environment. Some people have trained themselves that, hey, this is a way of rebelling. See, this is showing that I'm in control of my life. No one else can control me. There's so many different benefits that come from smoking. Now, most of us would agree, yeah, maybe I get some benefits, but the liabilities are way beyond any minor benefits you might get. Plus, you could get those benefits in a better way. Exactly. Now, it's easy to see that with smoking. How about with weight loss? Why would somebody again and again sabotage themselves or not follow through or start to make progress and quit? Well, we've talked about a lot of reasons. One of the reasons they didn't really raise their standards. One of the reasons they really changed their beliefs about what they could do. Maybe they had the wrong strategy. They're running east looking for a sunset. They're out there starving themselves. That'll never work. But I'll tell you, there may be one other reason. And that is some people gain weight unconsciously to get some secondary gain. And that secondary gain might be, well, by having this excess weight, I got an excuse not to try. Or, for example, with my buddy Maestro we talked about, by having this extra weight, I have something to blame people's rejection to me on. In other words, they're not rejecting me, they're rejecting my fat. Somehow people are able to rationalize almost anything to get out of pain. I know that out of the thousands of therapies that I've done throughout the years, especially with women, oftentimes excess weight is gained as a tool to cause men to leave them alone. So many men in this culture are obnoxious because they have been conditioned or, if you will, trained almost to be aggressive. That's like being macho, or that's like a show of one's virility or something. But all I can say to you is that a lot of very honest, sincere women don't know how to deal with these aggressive men. And one way that some women learn to deal with it is just not to be attractive physically. Gaining weight is a great way to protect yourself. All of a sudden, it becomes a comfort zone. Well, number one, you get to feel good just eating the food. Number two, you have this excess weight that not consciously, but unconsciously will keep them from being aggressive towards you. The only problem is it doesn't even stop some men. But at least it makes this person unconsciously believe this. So I know this sounds like an oversimplification, but I can tell you that in many cases, just getting your brain to realize, hey, this isn't working. People are still being attracted to me. Or this isn't working. Yeah, maybe they're not attracted to me, but I don't feel alive. I don't feel vital. I'm not the kind of role model I want to be for my children. Or you know what? Today, I can deal with those same kinds of comments totally differently because I'm a stronger person than I was then. We have to find a way to deal with the same challenge, to get the same benefits, but without the consequences of overeating or excess weight. And there are many ways to do it. And one of the techniques we use is called a 6-step reframe. It was created by the founders of neuro-linguistic programming. And I'm going to have Dr. Nate Booth actually take you through the process so that we do it briefly and I don't go crazy on you for 90 minutes here doing it, because I tend to really get into it when I do it. But he'll take you through it briefly in a way that makes sense. There are other ways, other secondary gains, by the way, to give you some ideas. And by the way, this pattern of like avoiding a relationship by gaining excess weight is not exclusive to the female gender. males do it as well. It's just a little bit because of the cultural conditioning, a little bit more predominant I've experienced in doing work with ladies. With gentlemen, what I hear more often and what I find more often is their unconscious desires not have to compete. That, you know, if I have to pay attention to my body, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of energy. And besides that, somebody might start judging me by my body. I don't want them to do that. So this is a way I don't have to compete. And if I don't compete, then I don't have to fail. And that's a big fear. The fear of failure for both sexes, for all human beings, is a major fear of loss. Failure, losing face, losing one's ability to be looked up to by peers. These are elements most of us don't want to lose. So some of us just say, hey, rather than lose it, I'll just set it up so no one has that expectation in the first place. Some people unconsciously believe that by eating plenty of food, it's a way to get themselves to relax. They're a type A personality. If they eat, they get to slow down, they get to relax. And if they didn't do this, they unconsciously believe they'd die. You cannot believe the number and diversity of weird thoughts, weird meanings we link to being overweight. They're as varied as people are varied. So the key is to dig in there and find out, do you have any secondary gains? Are they there? And if they're there, make sure that whatever benefits you used to get from excess eating or eating bad food, you still get, but you get it without the negative side. You get it without using food as a drug or food as entertainment or food as a defense mechanism. You find some other tools that give you what you really want, that give you the real emotions. And the six-step reframe is a very, very valuable way to do it. So as we come into this final stretch here, let's apply this tool. And I think you may discover something really interesting. And you may discover, hey, there is no secondary gain. In fact, you may have already made the change. Your brain may have already said, hey, whatever I used to believe about being overweight, I've thrown that out. That overweight stuff is just too painful. Maybe you got so much leverage, it's already gone. But let's at least take a little look. So tomorrow's our final day together. Are you going to miss us? We're going to miss you. Not really, because guess what? We're here forever. All you got to do is pull us out of the package, and we're here to talk to you again. In fact, one of the things I'm going to encourage you to do tomorrow, I'll tell you right now, is this. Now that you've gone through us, and tomorrow, after today's exercise and tomorrow's, you'll have set yourself up with a brand new direction. And by the way, the direction you're heading is more important than where you are at any moment. Direction creates destiny. And notice the direction you've already created in these first few days we played together. But you know what else? You can go back to day number one if you'd like after you finish tomorrow. And you can go through this program again for 12 days. What if for the next 36 days you said, I'm going to do this program 3 times. I'm going to do it while I'm in my car. It'll be great review, great repetition. You condition these things in. Now, by the way, it's not necessary, but you know what? I'd encourage you to do it. It'll make it even stronger. One of my goals for you is that you not only handle your own life, but you pass this on to somebody else. And so if you go and listen to it enough times, the repetition will not only drive it into your unconscious mind and get you to apply it all, but it'll also give you the tools where you'll know it's strong enough that you can go to someone else and help them. And how would that make you feel? Wouldn't that feel phenomenal to help somebody else turn their weight around, turn their body around, and create what they really want in their life? So as we approach these final couple days together, or maybe the beginning of a brand new relationship, start thinking now about people you'd like to help beside yourself. This will inspire you because we all love to help other people. If you can be an example now, a role model for someone, and a coach, then you'll have the kind of joy that Nate and I get to share as people come up to us every day and talk to us about how their whole life has changed because of something we've done with them. You can be that vessel of change as well. So get excited. Work with Dr. Booth on the exercises for today. Continue your momentum, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow for our final session. Till then, remember to live with passion.
Thanks again, Tony. What we're going to do right now is a modification of the six-step reframe. This was the process that was originally developed by Richard Bandler and John Grinder, the two co-developers of neurolinguistic programming, or NLP. Here's step number one. Identify the pattern or behavior you wish to change. Pick out one behavior that you'd really like to change. As an example, it's 10:30 at night, the kids have just gone to bed, you have a tendency to sit around munching on potato chips, and you'd really like to change that. You know it's not in your best interest. So just identify that pattern or behavior. Good. Now, close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, just relax a little bit. Then take another nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, just relax a little bit more. And now a third breath in. And as you exhale, relax even a little bit more. Now, of course, don't do this if you're driving a car. Wait until you get home to do it. Okay, let's move on to step number two now. There's a part of your mind that generates behavior automatically. It's the part of your mind that generates your breathing. It's the part of your mind that makes your heart beat. It's the part of your mind that runs all the thousands of different chemical and physical reactions that are going on in your body. And it does it without you even thinking about it. And for simplicity's sake, we'll just call this part X of your mind. What I'd like you to do right now is to ask this part X of your mind why it was generating that behavior. Because part X is always looking out for you. It always wants the best for you. It was generating that behavior to give you a very specific result. Maybe in the example of 10:30 at night with the potato chips, it was helping you relax. Or it was providing a nice reward for you for the end of the day. Just ask part X why it was generating that behavior. And as you ask the question, you notice that you're getting the answer in your mind. You'll notice that there's a stream of thoughts running through your mind of the positive intention that part X wanted you to achieve. And notice that these positive intentions are just flowing through your mind right now. And as it does this, just make note of it and leave room for the next positive intention to flow in. Good. Now let's move on to step number three. There's a part of your mind that's very creative. We'll call this part Y. This real creative part of your mind comes up with great ideas. It comes up with the answers to any challenges that you're having in your day. It's the real creative, intuitive part of your mind. What I'd like you to do right now is to ask this part Y of your mind some alternative ways that it could achieve the same result that the inappropriate eating used to achieve. And notice as you ask this question, you get the answers. It'll come up with multiple ways that you can get that same result by doing different behaviors now. And notice as these flow into your mind, you just make note of them and just let them flow out, making room for a new thought. There might be 1, 2, 3, even 10 of these different ways of achieving the same result. Maybe it's going for a walk now. Maybe it's relaxing. Maybe it's doing some other kind of behavior. Part Y will come up with the right answers for you. Good, now let's move on to step number four. And actually, step number four has been going on for a little bit here already. Because as part Y of your mind was generating those alternative behaviors, part X was kind of looking at them and saying, I wonder if I could achieve the same result with those new alternative behaviors that I used to do with that inappropriate eating. And part X was selecting the ones that right now it's going to generate automatically, that it's going to produce without you even thinking about them. And as a result of producing those behaviors, it'll achieve the same result that the inappropriate eating used to achieve, but in a different way, in a way that supports you, in a way that not only leads to a light and healthy body, but in a way that supports you in all areas of your life. You'll find that in the days and weeks ahead that Part X will generate these behaviors automatically now, without your having to think about it. And when this happens, smile. Because you'll know that Part X is now really looking out for you, generating those behaviors that will create the body you deserve and the life you desire.
Today you're going to take another step in the conditioning process. It's called the New Orleans Flexibility Drill. To do the New Orleans Flexibility Drill, it's very important that you have 10 minutes of uninterrupted time. If you're driving your car right now, turn the tape off, and only start this tape again when you do have that 10 uninterrupted minutes. It's very important because we want you to experience the New Orleans Flexibility Drill the first time when you're actually going through it. We don't want you to listen to it ahead of time because that'll take some of the emotional effect out of the experience when you do it for the first time. Now that you have the 10 minutes to do the New Orleans Flexibility Drill, let's get started. What I want you to do now is to stand up,
and close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, just relax a little bit more. Take another nice deep breath in, and as you let the air out, relax even a little bit more. And what I'd like you to do is to remember a time in your life when you felt positive, powerful, and resourceful. Remember a very specific time in your lifetime when you were powerful, positive, and resourceful. Remember that in exquisite detail. Do you remember where you were at, who you were with, what the situation was? Feel it throughout your entire body. Positive, powerful, and resourceful. Remember it now. Do you remember how you were breathing when you were powerful, positive, and resourceful? Do you remember how you were holding your body? Do you remember how you were gesturing, how you were moving? Remember that in detail now and really feel it. Really turn up the volume on it. Do you remember the sounds that you were hearing at the time? Do you remember what you were saying to yourself in your own head? Remember it now. Positive, powerful, and resourceful. How are you breathing? Where were you feeling it in your body when you were positive, powerful, and resourceful? Turn it up even more now. Positive, powerful, and resourceful. Good. Good. Remember it in exquisite detail. And as you remember that, and right at the height of the emotion, make a fist with your right hand. Positive, powerful, and resourceful. Good. Now even turn the volume up a little bit more. More positive, more powerful, more resourceful. And as you turn that volume up even more, make a fist with your right hand again. Good. Now relax your fist. And what I'd like you to do is just shake your body a little bit. Open your eyes up maybe. Relax your fist, of course. And close your eyes again. Let's go into a different state this time. With your eyes closed this time, I want you to remember a specific time when you were in that in the flow, on a roll, this is the way life is supposed to be kind of state. Can you remember a specific time like that when you were really on a roll? Remember a specific time. And with your eyes closed, remember that in great detail. What you were thinking. What kind of thoughts were going through your head? What were you saying to yourself in your head? How were you standing when you were really on a roll? How were you breathing? How were you gesturing? How were you moving? And as you feel that, make another fist with your right hand right now. Make that fist and get that in the flow, on a roll kind of feeling. Excellent. Excellent. Now even turn the volume up a little bit more. Remember what kind of sounds were outside you, what kinds of things you were doing, what kind of pictures are going through your head right now, and how did that feel in your body to be in the flow and on a roll? This is the way life is really supposed to be. Experience it. Feel it. Excellent. Excellent. Now turn that volume up even a little bit more. Really overdo it. Really feel that in the flow, on a roll feeling. Excellent. Excellent. Even turn it up a little bit more, and as you turn it up, make a fist with your right hand and feel it. Good. Now relax your fist. Excellent. Now open your eyes, shake your body a little bit, put a big smile on your face, and close your eyes again. Now what I'd like you to do is to imagine that a friend of yours or somebody you know of who's really done a fantastic job of controlling the amount of fat on their body, somebody who really has control of their life and has lost the fat from their body and has kept it off for a fairly long period of time, and somebody who has enjoyed the process, somebody that really had a good time doing it. So I want you to imagine that this person is literally entering your body and they're taking over your entire body. They're telling you what to say, what to think, how to move, how to feel. So just have that person move into your body and take control of your entire being. Now here's what I'd like you to do next. They direct you to follow the principles that we've outlined in this program. And you'll notice that when you follow these, you do it easily, effortlessly, and you enjoy the process. So you're getting up in the morning. I want you to notice how you're walking down the stairs. You're going into the kitchen and notice what you eat as you go into the kitchen for your breakfast. Notice how naturally you reach for the fruit, how naturally you prepare the fresh squeezed juices. Good. Excellent. After you have your breakfast there, notice that you complete your morning routine and you're driving to work or you do whatever you do in the morning and run through your morning. with this person again controlling your every thought, your every move. Good. Excellent. And notice how easily it goes in the morning. Let's say that you're feeling a little bit hungry, maybe at 10:30, 11 o'clock or so. Notice how you easily and naturally just reach for a banana or a piece of fruit. Good. And as you do this, notice how you feel great doing that. And as you feel great, make that fist with your right hand. Good. Excellent. Now it's lunchtime. It's time to eat over the noon hour. Notice again what you're doing with this person controlling your entire body. Notice what you're eating. Notice what you're doing. Notice how you're feeling about the food that you're eating. Notice how you're eating it not for the pleasure of the food, but to give yourself vitality and energy. Notice those living health eating choices that you're making now. Notice how it feels to be positive, powerful, in that in-the-flow, on-a-roll kind of feeling. Good. Excellent. And make a fist with your right hand right now and even turn those emotions up a little bit more. Good. Excellent. Now run through your afternoon. Run through the afternoon as you typically do it with this person in your body all the time feeling positive, powerful, and resourceful. All the time in that in-the-flow, on-a-roll, this is the way life is supposed to be kind of feeling. And notice how it feels to go through the day making the correct choices that lead to the outcome that you desire, to the body you deserve. Excellent. And as you run through the afternoon in your mind there, make that fist with your right hand. And notice how it feels to direct your behavior. Notice how it feels to be in control of your life to achieve the outcome that you want. Excellent. Now what we'd like you to do is to go home at the end of the day, or whatever it is you're doing around 5, 6 o'clock at night or so, and notice as you're walking in the door to your home that you feel proud, positive, confident, in control. And again, this person's directing your entire behavior, all your thinking, all your feeling. And notice how easy and enjoyable it is to act this way, to be this way, to have that identity as a trim, healthful, vital person. Good. Excellent. Notice what you do. Just before it's time to eat dinner, notice that you're making the correct choices. Maybe this person is having you drink some water. Maybe this person is directing you to drink a glass of juice. Notice how it feels to follow those principles. Good. Excellent. Now you're sitting down to the dinner table. You're eating dinner. And notice how it's easy and natural to make the choices that get you to where you want to go. And as you're eating that dinner, make a fist with your right hand. And feel those positive and powerful and resourceful feelings in your body. And notice how this is the way it's supposed to be, how easy and natural it is, how it's the real you coming out. Good. Excellent. Now it's an hour or two after dinner, and notice what you do. Are you sitting around watching TV? Or are you out walking? Or are you on an exercise bike? Notice how it feels to do those aerobic exercises that burn fat while you're doing them and burn fat all day long. Good. Excellent. And notice how it feels to enjoy the exercise. Excellent. Now I want you to imagine it's later at night. Maybe it's an hour or two before you go to bed. And again, with this person controlling your every thought, your every emotion, your every action, notice what you're doing then. Again, making the correct choices that get you to where you want to go. Good. Excellent. And as you think back on your entire day, notice how that feels. How it feels to be positive, powerful, and resourceful. Now open your eyes. Shake your body a little bit. Move it around. Shake your head, shoulders, arms. Shake it all out. Excellent. Now close your eyes once again. And again, we're going to run through a typical day. This person's going to be in your body again, and this time they're just going to be an advisor. Every once in a while, they're going to advise you what to do, what to think, how to feel. You've already run through one typical day. This time you're pretty much in control, and it's nice to have that advisor there. Okay? Good. Now you're getting up in the morning, and notice what you do the first thing in the morning. Notice what you're eating. Notice how you're moving around the house. And again, this person is just giving you suggestions every once in a while. Feel what it's like to be positive, powerful, and resourceful. Good. Excellent. And as you're moving around in the morning, getting ready for work or getting ready for your day, make that fist with your right hand and feel those feelings in your body. Good. Excellent. Now run through your morning again, just like we did before. Run through your entire morning. This person's in your body as an advisor, every once in a while giving you suggestions. But you're basically doing it on your own now. And notice how that feels to be in control. Good. Excellent. Now it's time to eat lunch. It's around noon, and notice the choices that you're making. This person might be giving you suggestions, but it's pretty much up to you now. Notice how it feels to make the right choices. Good. Excellent. And as you're making those right choices, make a fist with your right hand. Good. Now run through your afternoon. Run through the entire afternoon from noon until 5 or 5:30. Run through it with this person as an advisor in your body. All the time feeling positive, powerful, and resourceful. All the time in the flow, on a roll. This is the way life is supposed to be. Good. Excellent. And maybe pick out a moment somewhere in the afternoon there that was a choice that was really an excellent choice. One that you used to make a poor choice, but this time you just naturally did it the right way. And as you do that, make that fist with your right hand again. Make the fist and feel those feelings. Good. Excellent. Now it's about 5 or 5:30 or so. Again, you're going home or you're home getting ready for dinner there. This person's in your body as an advisor. And notice how it feels to make the right choice around this time of day. Maybe having a glass of water if that's appropriate. Maybe a piece of fruit. Good. Excellent. Now you're sitting down at the dinner table and you're eating dinner. Again, look at the choices you've made and notice how it feels to make those choices that get you to the body you deserve. Good. Excellent. And as you're doing that, make the fist with your right hand again and feel those feelings. Really turn it up. Feel it as you're doing this. Anchor those feelings in. Good. Now run through your evening. Run through from the dinner time all the way to evening. Notice how you make the correct exercise choices in the evenings and how it's fun to do it, how it's enjoyable, how you get juiced by doing it, and how it's nice to have that person advising you in your body. Again, you're mostly doing it on your own, but every once in a while they just give you a little suggestion there. Good. Excellent. And as you run through that evening, make the fist with your right hand and feel it throughout your entire body. Now it's the end of the day, you're just about ready to go to sleep, and as you reflect back on your entire day, notice how that feels to take another step in the journey to the body you deserve, to make those correct decisions at key points during the day. And as you drift off to sleep, you know that you're creating that body you deserve. Okay, open your eyes again. Shake your body around a little bit. Shake your arms and legs. Move them around. Good. And close your eyes once again. We're going to run through your day a third time. This is going to be fun because that person is not even going to be in your body now. They're going to be kind of along as a rider. Maybe if you're in your car, they're sitting there behind you. At work, maybe they're there with you. At home, they're sitting in a chair over at the corner. They're just kind of an advisor for you. Now run through your morning again. From the very moment you wake up until, let's say, about 10 o'clock or so. Run through that day all the time feeling positive, powerful, and resourceful. In the flow, on a roll, this is the way life is supposed to be. Feel it in your body right now how it feels to be moving that direction. Good. Excellent. And make a fist with your right hand as you do this. Really crank up those feelings as you're doing this. Now run through your morning from 10 o'clock to maybe noon or when you have lunch. And notice how you make the correct choices easily and naturally now. Good. Excellent. And feel how great it feels to make the appropriate decisions during your day. Excellent. Now run through your afternoon. Again, you're doing this on your own this time. And again, maybe this person occasionally will give you a suggestion, but it's on your own now. Positive, powerful, and resourceful. In the flow, on a roll, this is the way life is supposed to be. Good. Excellent. And make your fist at key times during the afternoon there. Notice how that feels to even turn those feelings up even more. Good. Now we'd like you to imagine it's that time before dinner time. Maybe you're coming home, maybe you've been at home all day, but whatever it is, notice how it feels to handle that time easily and naturally. Notice that this is a key time in creating the body you deserve. And notice how it feels to make those decisions that easily and naturally lead to your goal. Good. Excellent. Now sit down at the dinner table and notice what you're eating. Look right down at your plate right there and see what you're eating. And notice how it feels to eat the right kinds of foods, in the right combinations, and in the right amount. Notice how you stop eating when you feel comfortable. Good. Excellent. And make a fist with your right hand as you do that. Now run through your entire evening. Again, throw in the exercise somewhere during that evening. And notice how you enjoy doing the exercise. You look forward to doing it. Good. Excellent. And as you do your exercise, make that fist with your right hand again. Excellent. Now imagine that you're just about ready to go to sleep. You're lying in bed there, and you're reflecting back on your day. Notice how it feels to add one more brick to the solid foundation of that future, the body you deserve. Good. Excellent. Okay, now open your eyes, shake your body around a little bit, and as you're shaking your body there and maybe moving around a little bit, let's talk about what the New Orleans Flexibility Drill did. What did we do there first? We installed what we call two anchors. Those are those anchors of positive, powerful, and resourceful feelings. In the flow, on a roll, this is the way life is supposed to be, was the second anchor there. We installed those in your body. Then we had you run through your day firing off those anchors as you went through your day. And the neat part about going through your day is you had an advisor there. So you right now have literally practiced in your mind the perfect execution of 3 days. You're just like a professional golfer who before the shot practices the shot in her mind. Remember, the process of creation has two components. The mental creation must occur first, then the physical creation will follow. And again, finally, what we'd like you to do today is to complete your eating and exercise log, your eating diary, and remember to do your deep breathing, 10 breaths, 3 times a day. Also, read day 11 in this workbook and complete the exercises under the practical application section. And finally, tomorrow, you'll go back to your video again and begin viewing right where you left off on day 9. You'll be viewing the final 2 sections of your video, the If Things Get Challenging section and the program conclusion. The quote for today is from Dale Carnegie. He said, "The person who goes the farthest is generally the one who is willing to do and dare. The sure thing boat never gets far from shore." For a lot of people, it's easier to stay on shore in an overfat body than it is to cast off and head out to sea toward a desired destination. You have my congratulations on your ability to stretch with the exercise that Tony and I have you do. I want you to know that the risk is worth it. Keep your boat in the water, your sails set correctly, and your eye on your destination. Until tomorrow, keep that momentum going.